All right. Hi, everybody. My name's Lynn Coles. I'm here with KOOP In Touch Interviews, talking with outstanding folks around Central Texas who are keeping communities together and thriving during the COVID-19 pandemic. And today I'm really excited to talk with local musician and standout voice nationally in creative communities and a real advocate for musicians and also for folks who might be having a tough time right now during the COVID-19 crisis. Sarah Hickman, thanks so much for talking with me. It's wonderful to have you.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Definitely. And it's Mental Health Awareness Month also right now. And the COVID-19 crisis is posing some difficulties and also creating scenarios in which people are making real strides towards dealing with mental health issues right now. Sarah, you've done some work with the National Alliance on Mental Illness and also are a member of the National Association of Music Therapists. How has your work with those circles progressed during the pandemic?
Well, you know, I think my personal work on behalf of both of those organizations, which are great organizations, mm-hmm. Has been exemplified by what I choose to do with my time every day. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed right away in the pandemic was how much isolation, of course, has been going on. Mm-hmm. So for me, to help people with their isolation and their mental health and just feeling like they matter, I've been going around town and designing giant mandalas on their driveway or their sidewalks or their front porches.
Oh, cool.
With chalk. And I've also been doing a song a day online, and then I do a live concert every Friday mm-hmm. for an hour. Sometimes I think the last one went 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And I did do a Sarathon, which was a 24-hour show. So I'm trying to utilize my creativity, and I'm really enjoying it. Although I'm sad about all the sorrow and death because of this virus, I'm also really happy because it's a slow time. And I think not only do we people need slow time, but of course the earth needed it. Mm-hmm. So to keep myself and my mental health in a good place, I find reaching out to others in creative ways has really helped me stay calm and focused and enjoy this time instead of feeling oppressed and nervous about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned slowness. It really does seem like people have the ability or the bandwidth right now to really pay close attention to where they are and how they're feeling.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting because we've always walked in our neighborhoods wherever we lived. But I've seen more people out with their children on bikes or also with their chalk making art. But I've seen more of my neighborhood than I ever have. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people, you know, we wave from across the street. Sometimes we talk from across the street. And I know more of my neighbors than ever. And to me, that's another missing element to staying connected in our humanity is, you know, people have moved indoors to be on their computers or are on their phones. And this slow time has reminded people to be outside in nature, to be together in new ways, mm-hmm. and to utilize that technology to comfort one another.
Right. And before we started recording, you mentioned that you've been pen palling a little bit. So I like that there's also been kind of like a return to other kinds of technologies, like ones that are not digital, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, it's funny. I've always been a big pen pal since I was like 10. We started because my mom was always very into writing thank you notes. So we had to write thank you notes to everybody.
Awesome.
Which really paid off when I got into the music industry. But I just kept that alive because I love to collect stationery. And so I've been writing and sending packages and making art. I make mosaic art out of all kinds of wackadoodle things. Mm-hmm. And then I just surprise people by mailing it to them. So to me, the Postal Service has always been a dear friend. But now I'm really excited because my pen pals, I've gleaned a lot more pen pals than I've ever had. So it's kind of hard to keep up, but I'm doing my best.
Right. Yeah, I imagine getting a Sarah Hickman art piece in the mail, too. It just, like, has to light up people's days.
Yeah, and they're heavy.
Right.
Like we had a broken colander for our spaghetti. The handle came off. So I took that and turned it on its belly. And then I decorated the whole thing and made it into an art piece. And it was about 8 pounds when it was done.
Maybe. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely am into also. I've always been a pretty transparent person and available person, but I find for people that are shy about their feelings or feel awkward or even feel embarrassed, which are all things I have certainly also felt. I find a lot of people on Facebook Messenger or Instagram Messenger have been reaching out to me. So listening has become a very important tool, not just for me, but for people who need to be heard in new ways. And I see this happening a lot online where people are leaving conversations to go off and talk amongst themselves. And I think that's really beautiful too, because we all want to matter. And we all want to know that we're here for a valid reason, and we're not just passing through space and time and then ending up in the dirt, that we, that there's some greater purpose for each of us. So to me, this horrible virus has actually been a gift in a sad way, but in a positive way too.
Right. And you mentioned those community connections also that people are finding, you know, with neighbors, reaching out to folks maybe who they wouldn't have otherwise really talked to, you know, hopping on a Zoom call with someone who you might have met two or three times, you know, or never.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Zoom calls are really fun. I've actually done some Zoom concerts where, you know, 20 or 30 people have all their mics muted and then they just listen to me for an hour. And then we have great conversations afterwards. Everybody unmutes, and it's just very uplifting, and especially for assisted living places. I found they really need a lot of comfort right now. And that's one of the ways to reach a group of people without possibly infecting them. So thank you, Zoom.
Yeah, right.
KOOP needs Zoom to sponsor them. Come on, Zoom, get on it.
Right. Sponsored by Zoom. Well, have a, I think that's, yeah, I think it's so, this is such a powerful time for people to make those kinds of intentional connections with one another. Have you been practicing music therapy during this pandemic?
You know, yes, I've had some private sessions with people where I'm performing either from Zoom or private live stream. There's several people right now that are dying. One of COVID, one of cancer. So I've been trying to alleviate that fear of death, not only for the patient, but the families, by if I'm allowed to show up with my guitar and, you know, sit outside or again, do it online. Because it, if you can hear my puppy in the background, she's biting my hand as I'm talking to you. Look how calm I am. she's got those razor sharp teeth. You are not practicing good therapy on your mother right now. Thank you. Yeah, so either in person with social distancing, if I can, but mostly it's online. And
yeah,
I feel really grateful. I can't even, I get a little weepy actually, because to me, you know, having the gift of music, whether you're performing it or someone is receiving it, is so ethereal and so spiritual and magical, because who knows where it comes from or how we develop it. But I'm really grateful that it's a human aspect I can share with others and help them feel safer and appreciated.
Definitely. And I'm that kind of really, really close attention to folks, you know, it's just it makes people feel so valued, and like you said, like they matter, you know? Let's see, if people want to find you on your Friday concerts, how do they do that?
I've been doing Facebook Live, so they can go to, I have 19 pages, but the one they want to go to, they'll know. It's just Sarah Hickman. It's my music page. You're going to sound like your rabbit, little puppy. People are going to be calling and going, let's help that rabbit puppy by raising some funds. thank God for old shoes. Okay, you can have that shoe. So they can find me on Facebook on Sarah Hickman. And then I always post when I'm going to sing. I'll be doing my song of the day in 15 minutes.
So. Oh, great. Okay.
Those are every day at 2:30 on Facebook.
Awesome. And today is, for listeners, Tuesday, May 19th. This will air next week, before the end of National Mental Health Awareness Month. And Sarah, you've been doing song a days. You've been doing live concerts. I saw your PSA that you put out for the Texas Medical Association. You've just been such an amazing advocate for people.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, creative folks, artists, musicians, people living with, you know, people who just feel like they need to reach out sometimes. And I feel like you really give people the inspiration to be able to reach out to one another and forge connections even during this time when people are separate. So you have our gratitude for sure. Thanks so much for
so
your
kind.
Work. Yeah.
Well, if anything, I hope if there's any inspiration going on, it's that you can be creative in all kinds of ways without having to physically touch people. And that of course is the hardest thing, because we all want to hug each other.
Right.
I really missed that, but I hope I share new ideas and concepts, or just spark some in people that they go, oh yeah, I forgot. I do this kind of thing. I decorate bowling balls and leave them in people's yards, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, that's my hope. If I leave anything behind in this world, it's that everyone is a creator, and just take that first step and have some fun.
Yeah.
It also helps alleviate time.
You know? Right.
Because you find yourself in flow and you're like, oh my gosh, this bowling ball never looked better.
So. No, I'm going to go find a neighbor's yard to put it in. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much again for talking with us. If anybody, if listeners want to reach out to KOOP, we've got a phone number set up. Never hesitate just to, you know, drop us a text or leave a voicemail if you just like wanna express a few words. The phone number is 512-710-5353. We've also got an email address, COVID-19, no dash, just COVID-19 at koop.org. And definitely check out Sarah's Song A Days and her live stream Facebook shows on Fridays. Sarah, we can't wait to follow you. Thanks so much again for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.